The softball field, two baseball diamonds, and a football field and soccer field at the end of Kimsham Street look inviting. Bright yellow foul poles sit beyond shiny silver fencing. The football goalposts are so new the shipping barcodes are still visible, and there are wide expanses of green grass that just seem so lonely without anyone to run and jump and dive across them. But a closer look reveals some serious problems. Here's City Administrator Jim Dinley.
The two foul poles were put in on each field before they put home plate in. So now when you start back, your 90-degree angles don't work from home plate to the two fields. Well, that was on the plan, and now somebody, probably the city's going to have to dig up one of the foul poles on each field, reposition it to get us a 90-degree angle for home plate.
Dinley and other city officials say flaws in the initial design of the Kimsham fields are responsible for the project's delay, which is now months past the expected opening date. Parks and Recreation Director Lynn McGowan says the plans, which were drafted in 2004, lacked detail.
You know, it's just been the perpetual project. It just goes on and on and on. So, you know, and it's granted the, you know, the contractors really had to, you know, scramble and accommodate, and so we haven't had a definitive end date on it because he was so accommodating of some of these errors that he was having to deal with in the original design.
Archive news reports from a year ago say the city paid $75,000 in 2004 to Shaw Environmental, a Louisiana-based firm that capped the landfill and designed the fields. The Department of Public Works could not confirm that precise number, but says the total project budget is upwards of $5 million. Raven News attempted to reach Shaw Environmental, but our message was not returned by deadline. Work on building the ball fields was done by S&S General Contracting. City officials praised the Sitka-based company for adapting to the flawed design and attempting to negotiate other problems that popped up, including elevation changes, a need for extra safety fencing, and some drainage issues.
We've been fully focused on the existing contract and just noticing as we're working through that, oh, here we got a wall that has a drop-off or this safety thing or that.
That's Michael Harmon, Sitka's new Director of Public Works. Because of the problems, the city will have to wrap up work on the current contract and then ask for bids on the cleanup work. How much that will cost is not yet known. Harmon says getting Shaw to pay for the work is probably out of the question.
It's so long ago that the designers put this together, and it's hard to say that they didn't do exactly what they were asked to do. I mean, how do you quantify that? Going that far back in the history through that many different city employees and managers of this project.
Harmon has been public works director for about a month and says the difficulties are frustrating.
At the end of the day, trying to wrap something up that isn't ready to open up to the public is frustrating to me. And my job being pretty new at this position, I see it. I don't know what happened in the history to get here with these plans that weren't really up to par, but I'm committed to make sure we take this across the finish line and get the facility everybody envisioned having. So
it's also frustrating for people in Sitka's athletic community, like Kelly Kirby, who helps organize the annual Mudball softball tournament.
We've been hoping and waiting for 2 years now, and you know, this year we were told, you know, be done in June, then oh, July, and then August. Oh, yeah, for Mudball. Then next you know, it's no, we can't do it.
Kirby says more playing space is badly needed in Sitka. This year's Mudball tournament had to turn away three teams, one from Whitehorse and two from Juneau. He says that's frustrating from an athletic standpoint and from an economic one.
You know, you should never say no to people to come into towns trying to spend money. Always try to get around something to bring that in.
And even with the teams that did play this year, space and time was at a premium.
We had a start game at 7 a.m., which is pretty brutal, and we had to shorten the game times to an hour, and there was a couple times where games actually got called on time, which was kind of a bummer deal, tight games. But and then we went all the way till, you know, try to get done by 7 o'clock because it was getting too dark.
Kirby says the fields, when they're finished, will be great for Mudball and other athletic needs in Sitka. The city says it wants the fields ready by next summer. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.